What if the most profound insights about love have been hiding in plain sight for thousands of years? Shannon Bream's exploration of biblical romances reveals that these ancient narratives aren't just sacred texts, they're human dramas that still resonate today. From passionate courtship to enduring commitment, these stories offer timeless wisdom about what makes relationships flourish or fail. In a culture constantly redefining love, these accounts provide a blueprint for connection that transcends religious boundaries and speaks to our deepest human needs. The Bible's Song of Solomon celebrates physical attraction and emotional intimacy with surprising candor. This poetic exchange between King Solomon and his bride reveals that authentic love is both passionate and patient. The Shulamite bride cautions against awakening love prematurely, while their exchanges showcase sensory appreciation of embodied love. Their relationship demonstrates the power of verbal affirmation. Solomon compares his bride to natural wonders and precious items, while she praises his strength and character. She declares that love is as strong as death, and many waters cannot quench love, suggesting authentic love withstands life's challenges. In contrast, Samson and Delilah's story reveals love's potential pitfalls, a cautionary tale of manipulation and prioritizing passion over principle. Despite his supernatural strength, Samson's fatal flaw was his inability to master his impulses. Scripture notes he fell in love with Delilah, indicating a deeper attachment than his previous relationships. When Philistine rulers bribed Delilah, she betrayed Samson repeatedly through psychological warfare. She manipulated him by persistent nagging and questioning his love. How can you say, "I love you," when you won't confide in me? Their toxic relationship demonstrates how unchecked passion leads to destruction. Humanity's first couple demonstrates how love can survive catastrophic failure. When God declared, "It is not good for man to be alone," he created Eve as Adam's perfect complement. Adam's response, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh," expressed profound recognition. Their relationship began in perfect vulnerability. Both were naked, and they felt no shame, complete transparency without fear. The serpent's deception shattered this perfection. After eating the forbidden fruit, they experienced shame, covered themselves, and hid. When confronted, Adam blamed both Eve and God, while Eve blamed the serpent. Despite severe consequences, pain in childbearing, toilsome labor, exile from Eden, and later Cain murdering Abel, Adam and Eve demonstrated resilience by turning toward each other rather than away. Ruth and Boaz offer another story of heartbreak and redemption. Widowed young in a foreign land, Ruth committed extraordinarily to her mother-in-law, Naomi. "Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Remarkable, since Moabites were traditional enemies of Israel. In Bethlehem, Ruth provided for them by gleaning, happening to choose Boaz's field through what appears as divine providence. Boaz, a man of standing, noticed Ruth immediately and showed exceptional kindness. Following Naomi's advice, Ruth approached Boaz at night on the threshing floor, a bold move that could have been misinterpreted. Instead, Boaz praised Ruth as a woman of noble character. Their second chance love brought joy not only to them, but also to Naomi, who went from emptiness to fulfillment when Ruth bore Obed, grandfather to King David, placing Ruth in the lineage of Christ. The Nativity story showcases an exceptional partnership between Joseph and Mary in unprecedented circumstances. Their biblical marriage contains no recorded conflicts, only examples of honor and devotion through extreme difficulties. When Joseph discovered Mary's pregnancy before their marriage was consummated, he demonstrated remarkable character by being faithful to the law, yet unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planning instead to divorce her quietly to spare her from potential stoning. Their relationship endured challenges that would have destroyed many marriages. When they lost 12-year-old Jesus in Jerusalem, Mary's words, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you," revealed their unity even in crisis. What makes their relationship particularly instructive is how they consistently prioritized God's purposes above personal comfort or social standing. Through unexpected pregnancy, travel to Bethlehem, exile in Egypt, and the unique challenges of raising God's son, they maintained unity through complete surrender to divine guidance. While romantic love dominates our cultural imagination, the Bible elevates friendship to equal significance. David and Jonathan's bond transcended political rivalry, family loyalty, and self-interest. Despite their contrasting backgrounds, Jonathan as prince and heir to Israel's throne, David as a shepherd, their spirits connected after David defeated Goliath, and Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. Jonathan had every reason to view David as a threat, yet he recognized God had chosen David instead. Rather than resenting this, Jonathan gave David his royal garments and weapons, symbolically acknowledging David's future kingship. When Saul ordered David's execution, Jonathan warned him and advocated for him at personal risk. Years later, after Jonathan's death, David honored their covenant by finding Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, restoring Saul's lands to him, and giving him a place at the royal table. In our age of casual connections, David and Jonathan remind us that authentic friendship requires covenant commitment, a willingness to bind our lives to others beyond self-interest. All biblical narratives point to God's persistent, sacrificial pursuit of humanity despite our rejection, the greatest love story ever told. This divine love forms the foundation for all other loves. The prophet Hosea illustrates this by marrying a promiscuous woman as a living metaphor of Israel's unfaithfulness. When she returned to her old ways, Hosea redeemed her from slavery, powerfully depicting God's unwavering love toward his wayward people. This divine love culminated in Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus bore every sin, accepting our rejection despite the immense cost. God loved us completely before we existed, knowing every choice we would make. Jesus demonstrated this love by ministering to societal outcasts, the adulterous woman facing execution, the bleeding woman considered untouchable, the despised tax collector, and the Samaritan woman with a complicated past. Each encounter revealed God's desire to restore dignity regardless of social status or moral failure. The Bible's love stories demonstrate that, despite vulnerability's risks, love remains our highest calling and greatest joy. Through various relationships, these ancient narratives reveal love's transformative power, a divine gift that makes us fully human. Solomon and his bride exemplify authentic love that celebrates while practicing restraint. Samson and Delilah warn us to recognize manipulation and prioritize principle over passion. Adam and Eve teach rebuilding after failure, while Ruth and Boaz show how faith transforms tragedy into blessing. Joseph and Mary demonstrate partnership under pressure through surrender to divine purposes, and David and Jonathan model friendship beyond self-interest. In our increasingly disconnected world, these timeless stories offer wisdom to rebuild our capacity for authentic love, patient yet passionate, resilient through failure, faithful under pressure, and reflective of the divine love that created us for connection.